Reading from the Holy Gospel according to the Blessed Apostle Mark. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had not leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When Jesus and the disciples had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, the people at once recognized Jesus and rushed about the whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard that he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all those who touched it were healed. This is the gospel of the Lord. But now in Christ, you who were once afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For Christ is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. So Christ came and proclaimed peace to you who were afar off and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've been hearing a lot about walls just here lately. Some folks want a wall built between the United States and our neighbors to the south. I was a freshman in high school when the government of East Germany undertook in 1963 to build a wall. They built a wall and developed a death strip around the enclave of West Berlin in order to keep their citizens from escaping through West Berlin to Western Germany. It was an ugly, dark, black gash through the center of the city, an ugly scar, a place where their own citizens were shot in the very center of the city. They were killed as they tried to reach freedom in the West, and family and loved ones were forcibly separated from each other. Thanks be to God, that wall is no longer there. Folks are not divided there anymore. The great Yankee poet Robert Frost wrote a famous poem describing the dry stone walls of his native New England, how with the freezing and thawing, the ground heaves underneath the walls and throws the walls down. The narrator says, "Something there is that doesn't love a wall." And his neighbor, who is feverishly rebuilding the fallen wall, says again and again, "Good fences make good neighbors." Human beings seem often to love walls. We build so many walls. Now we need some walls. I like sleeping indoors, don't you? Walls hold the roof up, and the roof keeps out the rain and the snow, and that's good. But so often we build other walls, walls to isolate ourselves, walls to keep out those who are different from ourselves, walls that alienate us from our fellow human beings. In our second lesson today, St. Paul speaks about walls and reminds us of the peace and reconciliation that our dear Savior came into the world to bring. Sadly, the Berlin Wall was not the first, nor will it be the last wall built to keep people in or out, or to keep people isolated and alone. Sometimes it's a physical wall. Oftentimes, it's a metaphorical wall. St. Paul talks about the divisions we put up between ourselves. We like to separate ourselves from each other, don't we? Not only by gender, but by race and creed and economic level and education. Now, a colleague, and this is a true story, a colleague of mine in North Carolina was pastor of a parish where a big housing development was built right across the street from his church. Now, it sounds like the answer to prayer to me. But his board of elders told him, they said, "Don't you go across the street and visit those people over there. Those are not our kind of people. We don't want them in our church." Imagine it if you will. These folks were building a wall to separate themselves from their neighbors. I note with some satisfaction that that parish closed down not long ago, and some folks were surprised. If you look different from us, if you think differently from us, if you dress differently from us, you better not come in here. That's a wall that we often bump into. We only want to be with folks like ourselves. Finances often separate us from each other. The doorman in many of these fancy apartment buildings, the gates of our so-called private places, are there to keep the riffraff out, to keep out the unworthy. Well, surely we don't want people like that in here with us, do we? In the first chapter of Ephesians, St. Paul has spoken of God's great mercy that raised us up with Christ Jesus and formed us into one body of believers. When that great seraphic guard stood at the gate of the Garden of Eden with his flaming sword, it was to keep Adam and Eve out. It was to keep them so that they could not return into the Garden of Eden, into paradise. There was a wall there, a separation. Try as we might, humanity just could not reconnect with God, could not re-enter God's presence. But St. Paul reminds us that it was Almighty God Himself, Almighty God Himself, who tore down that wall. God enters our fallen, sinful, broken world in the incarnation, the enfleshment of our Lord Jesus. God comes to us in person to unite us once again to God. Jesus tore down the dividing wall between us and God, and also the wall between us and each other. We must accept each other just as freely as God has freely received us. St. Paul reminds us that we have received a great gift, and this could be the motto of the Lutheran Church: by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of your own doing. By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of your own doing. Everything we have is a free gift from God, the God who loves us and gave himself for us. None of us have any room to boast. None of us have any room to brag. Each of us is a beggar just like poor Lazarus sitting outside the door of the rich man. But God in his mercy, God in his grace has taken each of us in. Not one of us, none of us has any business building walls to separate us from our brothers and sisters. St. Paul here mentions the tensions in the early church between the Christians who had Hebrew origins and those whose origin was Greek or foreign or Gentile. The Hebrews wanted the foreigners to keep all of God's laws. They wanted the Greeks to be circumcised because that was God's law. Well, the Greeks didn't think that was necessary. They rejected the wooden legalism that met them. Each were building walls, Jews and Greeks, slaves and free, male and female. We can insert here our favorite prejudices, can't we? Our fellow believers who are rich or poor, black or white, gay or straight, male or female, Lutheran or Catholic, and on and on and on. It seems to be instinctive for us to try and build walls to separate ourselves. But beloved, it's not under the gospel. We are not allowed to do it. We cannot, we may not do it under the gospel. My children used to sing, and I started to have you sing it with me, the wonderful, wonderful old children's song, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. And indeed he does. Our Lord Jesus loves us all, loves us all without any distinction. Jesus calls on us to love each other as he has loved us. The other night at dinner, someone asked me seriously, are Lutherans better than Catholics? To which I responded, absolutely not. We are all of us in the very same boat together. And so we are. After almost 50 years in ministry, I have come to look for and to value that which unites us with each other rather than that which separates us from each other. One of our great Moravian hymns sings very loudly, we all have one Father and heaven is our home. What a wonderful thought. I look for points that we have in common with fellow Christians, with fellow believers. Jesus tears down walls that separate us. Jesus calls us together. Through Jesus, we all have eternal access to our Heavenly Father. We all love the Lord Jesus. We all want to serve him. There is only one Lord. There is only one faith. There is only one baptism. Once we were far away. We were alienated. St. Paul reminds us that we who were once afar off have been brought into the circle of faith through the blood of Jesus Christ. I love the words, Jesus is our peace. Jesus himself is our peace. Describing the promised Messiah, Isaiah calls him the Prince of Peace. Jesus not only brings reconciliation and well-being, Jesus himself is our peace. Our Savior tore down the wall of separation in his own body, in his infant body in the manger, in his broken body on the cross, in his living body risen from the tomb. We are raised with him, and we are called to live in him. We are one in our Savior. What can we do? We can do what St. Paul calls us to do. We can love one another as God in Christ has loved us. We can bear with one another. We can forgive one another as God in Christ has forgiven us. We can encourage one another. We can help one another in our daily walk in this fallen, broken world. We can walk together through this world. We can walk together to everlasting and eternal fellowship in our living Savior, Christ Jesus. To him be glory forever and forever. Amen. In the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.